听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Jack is still thinking about Avery. Pam suggests an outside activity. Jack thought about that, but he can't hike on his favorite trail. There are bears in the area. Then Tom suggests a movie about ghosts, but Pam thinks it's a stupid one. Finally,Jack decides to take Avery to KTV.
Hi, friends. My name is Andrea. Before we go to the mall, let's talk about today's key words. One of them is activity. Pam suggests an outside activity. Now, an activity is something that you do. When you go for a walk, that can be an activity. What kind of activities do you enjoy? Do you like outside activities or inside activities? Now, friends, when you are talking about more than one activity, watch because the spelling changes. A-C-T-I-V-I-T-I-E-S. Activities?Or the key word is activity. Well, one activity is going hiking. When you hike, you are walking up a mountain. When you hike, you're walking in a way that's not quite as easy. Hike is a key word. Bear is also a key word. A bear is an animal. Now, bears are very...cute to look at, but if you are hiking, you probably don't want to see a bear. A bear can be very big, and when you see one, they might growl at you. There are different kinds of bears. There are black bears and brown bears. White bears are called polar bears, P-O-L-A-R. And maybe...In your room at home, you have a teddy bear. Of course, a teddy bear is not a real animal. It's a toy that you can use. Another key word is ghost. Now, in our conversation, we'll be talking about a movie about ghosts. Well, I don't like talking about ghosts. A ghost is a dead person that someone thinks they can see. Well,Ghost movies are too scary for me. Another key word is stupid. Now, this is a word you can use to talk about things, but not people. We have more to learn. Let's go to the mall.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk in English right here at the mall. My name is Jack.And today, I continue my conversation with Pam about where I should take my cousin Avery when she comes to visit. I hope we can get some good ideas today. But first, let's look at our Find It question. The question is, where will Jack take Avery? Where will Jack take Avery? Well,I don't know where I will take Avery. Maybe you can help me find out. But first, let's go visit Christina at the information desk.
Hello, 欢迎来到 information desk. 我是 Christina. Jack 的表姐 Avery 再过几天就要来了。Jack 听了朋友们的意见之后会带 Avery 去哪里玩呢? Here are some key words for you. Activity.活动 activity. 放学后喜欢做什么活动呢? What kind of activities do you like to do? Hike, 徒步健行或踏青 hike. My brother enjoys hiking in the mountains. Bear, 熊 bear. You can see bears in the zoo. Ghost, 鬼魂, ghost. Do you believe in ghosts? Stupid, 愚蠢的, stupid. 例如, that was a stupid movie. 但是很好笑。 会了这些单字之后，我们一起来听今天的 conversation。
Conversation A.
What about another outside activity? You could go for a hike.
Maybe. I wanted to hike the Blue Mountain Trail, but the trail is closed.
Why?
It's too dangerous. People saw a bear in the area.
Oh, well, take Avery to a movie.
Do you know a good one?
No, but you can ask Tom. Here he comes.
Hello, friends. My name is Tom.
And I am Amy.
Now, yesterday, Pam was giving Jack some suggestions about what to do with his cousin Avery. She suggested that they go and look at some of the famous sites. What else did she suggest yesterday? Do you remember?
I do. She suggested to go roller skating. Well, these are all great activities. And today, she makes more suggestions for other activity. And activity is our key word. Activity.
Activity.
Activity. An activity is something you do. Maybe you do an activity with another person.
Hmm.
Let's use it in a sentence. How about this activity? We can stay home and read today.
No, let's do a different activity. Let's go for a hike. I like that activity better.
Okay, I guess we can go on a hike.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's our next key word.
Yes, it is.
Hike.
Hike.
Hike. Now, hike can be a verb and a noun. I can hike on a mountain, and I can go for a hike.
I can hike on a mountain, or I can go for a hike. Well, friends, let's use this key word in another sentence. Ah, yes. Do you like to hike in the mountains?
Yeah, I like to hike in the mountains. I try to hike in the mountains every weekend.
Ooh, you try to hike every weekend? That is good exercise. Hiking can be great exercise. Friends, do you like to go hiking? Do you like to go on hikes? Well, Jack says something different here. He says that it might be too dangerous. People saw a bear in the area. And friends, this is our key word, bear.
Bear.
Bear. Ah, I just saw a big black bear.
Don't be scared. That's not real.
It's not a real bear?
I don't think it's a real bear.
So it's a little bear?
Maybe it's a cute little bear.
That you can sleep with in your bed?
Maybe. I don't know, but let's review our key words. Activity. Activity. At the party, we'll play games, sing songs, and do other activities.
And hike. Hike. Kevin hiked in the mountains last weekend.
Bear. Bear. Susie doesn't go to the mountains. She is afraid of bears. Now, good job, friends. Let's go to conversation B.
Conversation B.
Hi, guys. What's up?
Jack's cousin is visiting this weekend. He wants to do something with her.
Take her to a movie.
What's showing?
Marvin's Ghost starts this Friday.
Don't take her to that.
Why not?
I read about it. It sounds really stupid.
Is Bobby's story still showing?
Yes, but I wouldn't see that either. It's long and boring.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. In this conversation, Tom shows up. Now, Tom, what movie do you suggest?
Well, I know that Marvin's Ghost is showing this weekend. Marvin's Ghost is the name of a movie that starts this Friday. And our key word here is ghost.
Ghost.
Ghost. Now, a ghost is something that you can't see. Some people believe in ghosts. Other people don't believe in ghosts. Did you hear that? Is there a ghost in here, Amy? Did you hear that ghost?
Tom, there are no ghosts.
Huh?
Ghosts aren't real. They are only in stories.
They are? Ghosts are only in stories?
Yes. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, friends, it's true. Ghosts are not real, but do you believe in ghosts? Well, maybe you do, maybe you don't. But ghost is our key word. Maybe you can try to use it some other time today. You don't have to if you don't want to, because talking about ghosts can be kind of scary.
Don't be scared, Tom. Ghosts are only in stories. They're not real. Let's look at our next key word. And the key word is stupid.
Stupid.
Stupid. Now, don't use this word a lot. It's not very nice to say someone is stupid, but maybe this book or this movie can be stupid.
Oh, so something can be stupid. Maybe you feel like a book or a movie is really stupid. Don't waste your time watching it. Don't waste your time reading it. It is a stupid book. It's a stupid movie.
Yes, but don't call people stupid. Nobody is stupid. Everybody is smart in some way. Great job, friends. Let's review our key words. Our first key word is ghost. Ghost. Ghosts aren't real. They are only in stories.
And stupid. Stupid. Don't read this book. The story is really stupid. Now, friends, here's a little test for you. Should you call someone stupid? Amy, should you call someone stupid?
No.
Okay, don't call anybody stupid because that's not nice. It's true, everybody is smart in some way, so try to think about that. Right now, it's time for us to go on with Conversation C. Here we go.
Conversation C.
How about going to a concert? Patty Evans is singing this weekend.
I don't like her voice. But singing is a good idea. I can take Avery to KTV.
What's KTV?
It's really fun. At KTV, you and your friends sing songs together. La la la.
Oh, like karaoke.
Yes.
That sounds fun.
And you guys can come too.
Okay.
All right, friends. Well, we have some more suggestions here in this conversation. Pam says, how about going to a concert? That sounds like a pretty good suggestion. How about going to a concert? Or how about doing something? That's one way you can suggest something.
Yes, it's a great way to make suggestions. Let's try it in another sentence. What activity should we do today? How about going to a concert? How about going to a concert?
Or how about eating at this restaurant? The food at this restaurant is so good. How about eating here?
That sounds great. Let's do it. Or how about talking about our find it question? We find it. Now, what is the question? The question is, where will Jack take Avery?
Where will Jack take Avery? Jack can take Avery to KTV. That sounds like a good thing to do. KTV. Isn't that where you sing songs?
Yes. You go to a place, they have a big TV, you have a microphone, and you sing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like KTV.
You don't like KTV? Well, Jack loves to sing. So, of course, that's a pretty good suggestion for him. Take Avery to a KTV. Well, when you take someone somewhere, that means you bring them along. You can use this word in a sentence like this. I am taking my sister to the movies.
Oh, can I come?
Well, sure, I can take my sister and I can take you, too, to the movies.
Great. I'm glad you're taking me to the movies. Now, let's practice today's key words. We learned activity, hike, bear, ghost, and stupid.
Well, Amy, don't say stupid. Don't call someone stupid.
I did? Did I call someone stupid?
Well, maybe you were just saying the key word.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying the key word.
But, Amy, can you say three key words in one sentence?
When I went hiking today, I thought I saw a ghost, but it was a bear.
Okay. Well, that was a great sentence. Very smart. Not stupid. Great job, friends. Well, you can use these keywords today as well. Give it a try. Right now, it's time to take a break. See you soon.
Hello, 欢迎回到 Information Desk. 因为 Avery 周末要来，所以大家一起在讨论该带他去哪里走走。讲到登山健行， Jack 说 I wanted to hike the Blue Mountain Trail.But the trail is closed. 我们常常会讲到我本来想先回家的，或者是他本来要买这辆车的。如果你是硬要直接把中文翻成英文，可能会想很久，这个本来到底怎么说呢？其实在英文里不需要讲本来，只要把动词用过去式呈现就可以了。Wanted, 过去想要，就表示过去想要，现在不见得想了。所以 wanted 就可以表示本来想要如何的意思。例如 I wanted to go home first, 表示本来想先回家，结果并没有先回家。或者是 He wanted to buy that car, 表示结果并没有买。所以学习英文如果只是一味的中翻英，早晚会碰到瓶颈哦。我们有时候需要在文法和单字之外去观察外国人到底是怎么使用这个语言的。讲到 Jack 本来想去的登山步道叫做 Blue Mountain Trail。Trail 这个字指的就是步道，因为结尾是 L 的英文字，常常是我们英文发音的致命要害，很多人讲不好，所以我们现在就一起来练习一下。Trail, trail, file, file。有没有在结尾的地方用舌尖轻轻的顶住上颚呢？ File, file, nail,Nail. Wonderful. Wonderful. 要记得不要念成 wonderful, 是 wonderful. 你抓到这个 L 音的诀窍了吗？以后有机会还可以多多练习哦。不能去登山， Pam 建议她去看电影。Take her to a movie. 直接说 take someone to something 就可以了。在这里英文比中文要方便一点。中文要说带她去看电影。英文只要直接 take her to a movie, 动词都可以省略掉了。带她去吃饭呢？怎么说？ take her to dinner。 那如果是带她去听音乐会， take her to a concert。 带她去欣赏表演， take her to a show。 这个 take someone to something 的句型学会了吗？对于 Tom 所推荐的电影， Pam 好像不怎么喜欢耶。他看过那部电影的相关报道，他说 It sounds really stupid. 所以报道把这个电影讲得很愚蠢吗？讲电影愚蠢好像怪怪的。其实 stupid 可以用来形容小说、戏剧、电影或者是故事之类的东西，如果觉得它没有内容、不知所云或乏善可陈，就可以说 it's stupid。 有些疯疯癫癫、无厘头的东西也常常会被说成 stupid， 不过这个字要小心的用，免得得罪人哦。 OK， 谢谢大家今天来到 Information Desk， 我们明天见了， Bye。
Song time.
What's the best way to get around? Why not try the underground? The underground's the way for me.I like to ride the MRT. The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT. Don't have to park my car. Takes me quickly near and far. The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT. The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT. Many places you can go. No red lights to make it slow. The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT. The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT.
Let's go to a movie.
Let's go to a movie.
我们去看电影。
Hey, let's go out.
Huh, yes, let's go to a movie.
Oh, movies are fun. Let's go to a movie.
Yes, there are many good movies. Let's go to a movie.
We can meet our friends there too. Let's go to a movie.
Great, but I don't have any money. Do you?
No, I don't have any money either.
Let's watch TV.
Let's watch TV.
Let's go to a movie.
Let's go to a movie.
我们去看电影。
Hi, everyone. Well, I finally thought of the perfect place to take my cousin when she comes to visit. We're going to KTV.And hey, that reminds me of our question of the day. Do you like karaoke? Why or why not? I'll say it again. Do you like karaoke? Why or why not? Tom, do you like karaoke?
This is a question for me, huh?
That's right.
Okay, well, I do like singing, but I have not gone to sing karaoke very much.But it sounds like a fun time. Oh, yeah.
Okay, Tom. Well, you are coming with us, right, when my cousin comes?
I'm invited to sing karaoke with
you? Of course.
Well, yeah, I'll be there. I will be there.
Okay, Tom, okay. All right, friends, be sure to practice this question with someone today. And we will see you next time right here on Let's Talk in English at
The Mall.
Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.